Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Yo,
what'd it do?
What's going on, brother? What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast on Instagram.
That's right. Please hit the like, subscribe, notifications if you would, please. That way you know when all the episodes are coming out.
Yes.
That's right.
What we going to say, what we going to talk about. Yeah.
Tell all your friends.
Tell all your friends, your cousins.
Especially if they like think they funny and they want to get into comedy.
This is a great tool for beginner comics.
Yes.
Because we're still at our novice stage.
Yes. Very new.
We're still considered Padawans.
Padawans. Process. It's a process.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know if it's today or whenever St. Patrick's Day. When is that?
March 17th.
Okay. The week before St. Patty's Day is my first time hitting the stage, and I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary.
That's right. Congratulations on that soon.
Thank you.
Yeah. A month, half a month, 2 weeks.
Yes. So in 2 weeks, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Of doing compete.
So the Midnight Paco Podcast, brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services, help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Speaking of which,
yes,
we did some commentary.
Yes, we did.
We were on the road again.
Shout out to Springfield, Ohio.
Springfield, Ohio. Shout out to y'all.
Yeah.
Where were we at? State Theater?
We were at the State Theater in Springfield, Ohio.
And Chris,
we gonna put him up.
Yeah, bam.
Shout out to you, baby.
Yeah, he was the host.
He was the host. He did an awesome job in hosting. He did an awesome job in keeping time.
Oh, yeah.
Sticking to the list.
I thought he was about to rush me off stage, but...
But he didn't.
He didn't. I was able to finish in...
Shout out to Chris Karwalski.
Karwalski, that's what it is.
Chris Karwalski down in Springfield, Ohio. He's got a great room. He does it every other week. At the Springfield State Theater.
Yeah, on Wednesday.
Wednesday. Yeah. It's a great venue.
8 p.m.?
It starts approximately at 8.
Yeah, sign up
7:30. Yeah. You know, if you're in the surrounding area or if you just want to try out see how you guys do on the open mic setting. That is the place to be.
Yeah, it is, man. That's a nice spot.
Great spot.
You know what I mean?
It's like the State Theater. It's a small version. It's this theater where it looks like they have all types of shows.
And, yeah. You know, tables there.
Tables, and there was an open bar.
Yeah, open bar. Yeah. Nice, yeah.
Well, hold on.
It wasn't an open bar.
They had a functioning bar.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't an open bar. I don't want to.
Yeah, nobody. Drinks are free. They said it was. Yeah.
Who said it? Midnight Paco. No, we didn't.
Yeah, no, they had a bar there in the open that was easily accessible. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So that's what it was.
Not an open bar.
Yeah, bring your money.
Yeah, bring some cash money.
But no, it was dope, man.
Wait.
Okay.
You think that was a one-time thing?
At the spot?
Yeah, they didn't have no height.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, right. They didn't have what we normally drink.
What the?
I don't get it.
Come on.
We'll do better.
Shut down.
Shut down.
Close the door. Say that you're not operating. You know, it's like, it wasn't like we asked for some Rolling Rock or some Pabst Blue Ribbon or something.
Yeah, right.
Or some Coors.
No.
Coors Lights for the winners. It wasn't like we asked for that. We asked for something very simple, very common.
You know what, though?
They didn't have any Red Stripe. Would you believe that? I was like, two Red Stripes, please. And they didn't have it.
They didn't even keep it in stock.
Yeah, they didn't. I was like, what you mean you don't have any Red Stripe? What kind of place is this? Just go ahead and shut down.
Close your doors, lock up.
And try
what's better for you.
Yes, try again later.
Red Stripe.
You don't have any Red Stripe.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You don't have any Summer Shandy. What kind of place is this?
What kind of establishment are you running here?
You don't have any Summer Shandy in the middle of winter.
It felt like it.
Yeah.
It went from fucking what? Nice weather the day before.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Dude, it snowed today.
Yes. It was nuts, man. I was like, wait a minute. I said, hey, wait a minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Another thing about it, the people we met, you can almost think about them in other places. You know, like how we went to Buffalo?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got a parallel character of yourself.
Yeah.
In every city.
Every city.
Every city.
Yes.
Like a...
Or like a combination of a couple.
What is it, like Bizarro? Like Superman and Bizarro?
Yeah. I watch it. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm familiar, but I don't know what the common... Yeah.
They were like... almost like the same, but not the same.
Superman and Bizarro.
Yeah, Bizarro was like the opposite of Superman.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring it up. Bam!
Well, pretty much it's like a mirror universe.
Yes.
Every city, you know, and I found that at the, in the, you know, the job we worked together.
Yeah.
When I would go to other warehouses.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, that's the Justin of over there.
Right.
Oh, there's the grump of over there.
Yeah.
You got a grump.
100%.
But then you have a guy that may look like one guy that's like a total ass at your facility, but looks just like him, but he cool as fuck.
Right. And messes you up.
Yeah, you be like,
because you like him.
Yeah, like I thought you was gonna act like Coney Pritzner or something. Yeah. Even though you look just like him. You like that?
I do.
Yeah, for sure.
Those are names that sound just like the name.
Yeah, it's just weird like that, and just like in other cities, like when we went to Buffalo.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, we played the Helium, and then we went to this place called Milky's afterwards.
Yeah.
Which is also like a alternate universe of the LVT.
LVT. And here in Lakewood, Ohio.
Lakewood, Ohio.
Yep. It's the same vibe.
Shout out to those places.
Yes. I thought Milky's was better.
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
The bottom of my shoe.
The bottom of my shoe.
Can be better than some places. Sometimes.
This is true.
Sometimes.
This is true. Facts. We made a detour.
We did. While we were in the Springfield area. They have a nice picture of John Legend on the theater we were at. It was cool and funny at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Springfield, Ohio is where John Legend is from, and it's also where I heard and didn't see, but I was kind of looking for it. I don't know if that segment or that trial error is over with. They were going to test the drones actually delivering from Amazon in Springfield.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy, you know my fucking cars are going to be destroyed from bombs from the sky.
Or people are just going to be like shooting them or a big old.
Trying to catch them.
Catch them. You got some criminally geniuses out there that will catch those drones, reprogram them, get a free package and a free drone at the same time.
And then tell everybody online how to do it.
Like, all you gotta do is like,
you send a frequency via Wi-Fi.
Yeah, then take the tracker card, the tracker code out, take the code out. Then you guys got a free drone. Follow and like and subscribe for more. Like, all you need is like a big net that you catch butterflies with, catch your drone. Take this screw out of here, take that screw out of there, take the tracker device off.
Definitely gotta get rid of the tracking device.
Yeah, definitely. Sometimes they're a little tricky. They have two. So one's located here and one's located there.
It's
so
you called the dummy device.
You gotta take it off. And then whatever package you hijack, hopefully it's a cool one, maybe an iPhone or something. It could be a double victory for you. If you like that one, hit the like and subscribe for more. Yeah, so Springfield, Ohio, and then the detour we took was right around the corner
in
Yellow Springs.
Yes.
There is a famous comedian.
Oh, my God.
That lives in Yellow Springs, Ohio.
That guy. With the C. Pause.
You know what? He has a podcast, too.
Yes, he does.
You know what the name of his podcast is?
The Midnight Miracle.
And we had our name first. That's all I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Parallels.
Right.
Greatness.
Yeah. Parallel thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did go by the Dave Chappelle
Firehouse.
It was a firehouse that he turned into a club. Yeah. I don't know what kind of club it is. Is it a comedy club? Does it do karaoke there? Is there a mechanical bull in there?
No idea. We couldn't get in.
We didn't try, but it was after hours.
It was after hours.
Yeah.
And we did a selfie.
That's it. Yeah. Shout out to Dave Chappelle. Much success in your club. You got a cool little town. I can understand why you would want to live there. You know, it looks
right.
Cool. You can walk around. It's nothing like the land, even though the land is cool in certain parts. But, you know, his town for people in this area is like equivalent to Shaker Square.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, like. Yeah, that's my town, Shaker Square. That's where I live.
That's where I walk around.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was nice. So as soon as we pulled in there, it was like, okay, it's like a little... Yeah.
Little town.
Yeah. Looking forward to maybe...
Yeah, we're going to hook up with you later, Dave. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we're going to hook up. We're going to do some work. Get at us.
Get at us, man. Word. What else going on? Hey,
we did some compete though.
I know, but thank you for driving.
Oh, you're welcome.
This dude needed a woo. I was going on hours.
Fumes. Yeah, it's cool, man. You know, it's about broadening our horizons.
Yeah.
Getting out there.
Yeah, told you we're gonna be
playing
traveling.
New places.
Definitely
coming to a city near you.
Yes.
Midnight Paco. Be looking out for us.
Yeah, put it in the comments.
Put where you want us to come. Where you want to see the Midnight Paco. Yeah. What city? What country? What state? Let us know. Keep sending those messages. We love them. Keep sending them in.
Right, right. I like looking forward to doing different venues and, you know, just different people seeing our shit. Because that's the beautiful thing about it, man. You know, you put your shit online, you go out, we do different crowds around here, but that's around here. There's so many people out there in just different areas, different towns, different suburbs, different, like, villages. Yeah, villages.
You should want to go around and see who your bizarro is.
Damn, I see my stunt doubles all over the place.
I see a lot of my stunt doubles too, but a lot of them be like my replacements from my exes. I was like, that dude ain't me. You tried it though. You close, but he has no soul.
Yeah, no fucking personality.
Just because he got a bald head doesn't mean he's me.
Nope.
You see, You don't have to. I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. I just cut that, people. You won't even know what happened. You might. It's gonna jump.
The haunted paper towel. You saw that shit?
Yes, I did.
He jumped off like, fuck this. He gonna end it all.
Woo!
Fuck life.
No, kinda, dude. There's times I do think that. But then I think
I was talking about the paper towel.
No, I think that. I think never.
The paper towel jumped off the ledge.
It did.
Do 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 do.
But it floated.
Yeah, it was like, fuck yeah.
It was like parachuting.
Yeah. Like, sky, y'all can't do like this.
We gonna do it.
Yeah, but you know what? I saw these squirrel suits. You seen those?
Yeah. Fuck that.
Oh, okay.
I'm not flying.
But he was flying though.
Yeah, but he can't stop.
Who stops? Don't stop thinking about tomorrow. Thinking about tomorrow. Dude,
you see them jump off the motherfucking like cliffs and just go through.
Mm-hmm.
That would be cool as fuck, but no, not thank without a GoPro. You. Yeah, not without a GoPro. You got to film yourself smashing into a fucking mountain.
How do you practice for that?
You don't. You just.
You go in a wind tunnel with one of those suits on.
Maybe. That's a good idea.
Possibly. Yeah, before we jump out of a plane, we got to definitely do wind tunnel practice. Because I want to do some cool stuff up there. Well, even though you're going to be attached to an instructor.
Yeah, you're
going
to be attached to somebody.
Some dude going to have a sack on your back. Pause.
Maybe we're not going to go skydiving.
Teeny.
And that's going to be the last thing. Hopefully we don't die.
Well, what if it's a chick, though?
Well, my buddy's the one that's going to be taking us, so he
can't take both of us.
He's probably going to take
me. Tell him to get his chick.
Yeah, get your chick.
Or a chick.
Certified.
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 Professional jumper chick.
Professional jumper chick. Not like jumper chick. Like the podcast Jumper Chick.
Whatever. No, not no jumper, but the jumper.
Yeah.
Jumping out of airplane, jumping professional.
That.
Instructor.
That.
And I do want to be, I kind of want to be responsible for packing my own bag.
Go ahead. I don't trust myself. I've never packed a bag.
I never either, but you show me what I need to do, and I can't blame anybody but myself.
I think it's all in the same. I don't know if you have one. Do you have a secondary?
I should.
We better.
If I don't, I'm gonna bring it just in case.
I got it on eBay.
Like, I'm not worried. I know what I'm doing.
Street legal.
Step aside. It's the one we used in gym class. Can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
I packed it myself.
Remember we used to do that?
Got it from my elementary school.
Remember those big-ass things?
Yeah, the parachute. Yeah. I thought it was cool.
Get under there.
It was stupid.
We all be underneath there.
Looking stupid and fart. Up under the parachute.
Big-ass Dutch oven.
Yeah, like what the? What the? Wait a minute.
Wait, why does the teacher want to be in here with all these kids?
Yeah, like what's going on? Wait a minute.
Something's weird here.
You know what? Thinking about it, like, you know, like to, you know, a lot of things, like, you know, I went to my old childhood school a while ago, my elementary school, and I remember recess time. Mm-hmm. I used to run and jump off these stairs, and I thought I was flying, okay? As an adult, I looked, I was like, I went nowhere. Like, it was just like two little steps. And I used to run and jump. I used to be like, whew. I'm like, yeah, recess. You know, up in the air, like, ha.
If it was a scene, you'd run, jump, and it'd freeze frame.
Yeah, like, recess time, baby, you know. And then as an adult, I was like, that step is very small. So I want to revisit the parachute, because the parachute seemed to be huge.
Yeah.
I was like, what are you guys parachuting?
What, you do it now?
Jets?
Now you do it, it's like a fucking comforter.
Yeah, like, oh my God, we all fit under here. And, I mean, it looked huge, though.
Huge.
My memory of it was, like
a goddamn dome.
But it fit inside our gym.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been that big.
No, it wasn't. But it felt.
We were just little.
Tiny.
Ah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those were the days.
I used to fit under the bed.
How about my buddy? He said he had glasses. We'll go back to yours real quick.
No, I'm just saying you used to could fit.
Right.
I can't fit
in
under
general,
my bed.
Just
yeah,
fit under the bed.
Like what the? I can't fit under the bed.
I can to an extent, but not anymore. Obviously, dude. We used to have at my parents' house. We had this throw your laundry.
Close, yeah.
I used to be able to climb down that bitch.
Did
you? Get down in that bitch.
Yeah.
I used to see it now. I'm like, it's like this. How the fuck did I fit?
You was a cat.
Man.
Yeah.
An assassin. That's what the fuck I was.
My clothes chute was small like that.
I felt like I was a ninja sneaking down.
You used to fit in there?
Yes.
I would have been so afraid.
I used to go down and hang because once you got down, it was open to the basement.
I know. I had one in my house growing up, and it was small, and I used to yell down it.
It wasn't that. No, you'll see. You'll see what I mean. It was like a cabinet you open, and there was a space, but I swear it was no more than like that big. I'm like, how did I fit in?
He's a cat, man.
I don't know.
A tabby cat.
Climbed down that bitch all the time.
Used to fit in there?
Yes.
And used to be in the basement?
Yes. It was like a transportation device.
He was like, let me go into my secret lair.
Yeah, I did. I used to go down that bitch just because it would be right to the laundry room.
You weren't afraid?
No, because it was the house. It wasn't like a...
I don't care.
I wasn't enclosed in anything.
I don't care, man. The basement, man. We had a big garbage can under ours.
Oh, okay.
What caught your clothes? The floor?
Like a basket.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was on something, so I had to be very slick about it and hang down and sit, or else you'd fucking wobble and fall. Mm. So I was crafty, man. That's how I was fucking, you know, down as a kid.
So every time I think about my clothes chute, that particular hallway is where I used to climb, scale the wall like Spider-Man. I never went in my clothes chute, though, but that was the chosen hallway
to do Spider-Man?
Yeah. Absolutely.
How'd you climb it?
You know, on the wall, like, you know.
Oh, just.
With your legs and your arms, looking like an X on the wall.
But how would you do it?
You know, like, it was a small hallway.
Oh, so you would go like this?
No, one arm would be over here, the other arm would be on the wall.
Oh, okay, you were able to straddle it.
With your legs and go up.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? That's a great hide-and-seek space for you, if any children are watching. You know, everybody's looking for people like this, they're looking for people like that, but if you up there, they'll never find you.
Nope.
You just can't breathe. You can't be like
they'll never find like that. You ain't up top.
They'll never find me up here.
You got to spin on it, be like in the movies with people bleeding or something.
They gonna find me up here.
Like this. Holding yourself up.
Yeah. They ain't gonna never find me. Up here. Yeah, you know, breathing all like that, they gonna find you.
Terrible. But yeah, my buddy, growing up, he had glasses. He posted it on Facebook. He's like, I grew up, I wore glasses. I got contacts in this year. He's like, I got LASIK surgery in this year. And now this year, I'm back to glasses because the surgery, you know.
It wears off.
Yeah, it wears off, man. And getting old sucks.
Well, I wanted the surgeries because I ran out of the house several times. Without my glasses, and even with my glasses, I'm tired of seeing three headlights and two moons. I know there's not two moons.
Right.
And they're telling me that it's my astigmatism. And because of my astigmatism, I'm not eligible for the...
LASIK?
The surgery.
Ah.
So, that sucks.
Yeah.
And they said if they did the surgery, it would last for a while, and then it would get worse again.
Yeah.
So, it would be a waste of cash.
Right. Right.
So I didn't get the surgery, therefore I'm still wearing my glasses. Yeah. But yeah, it's okay. It's I can still see.
Because as an adapter of readers,
yeah,
to my arsenal of things to carry around, mm-hmm. I've broken at least four pairs.
Yes, you're
habitual. I think I left them in your car too.
No, you didn't.
I didn't.
You found them and took them.
I know, but I don't remember where they're at, and I don't know if
you... They're probably in dreamland. You got a pair there. You got a pair there.
No, those are yours.
Oh, well, those are mine.
Yeah, these are my other broken
ones. Those are your other broken ones? Okay. You probably have a, you know, remember the George, not George, but Fred Sanford?
Yes.
He had a drawer full of glasses.
That'd be me.
He and had a drawer full of glasses.
And lenses. If a lens didn't pop out, a fucking one of the arms to, you know, hold
it. I got some glasses that I wanted to give you. They were like supposed to be universal. They were slick. I keep forgetting to give them to you. But I'll be mad if you lose them, though.
Dude.
Because they were sly.
I'll have to leave them here.
They fly.
These are going to have to be the work glasses.
The work glasses?
Yeah.
But they only got one arm, dude.
It don't matter because I go to check shit. I just pull them out. Boom. Put them on. Motherfuckers be looking at me at the job. I'm like, what's up? Put them back up. Dude, I don't give. I give this many fucks.
Why don't you get one of the.
The one?
Yeah, like.
The Monopoly guy?
Yeah, like well, he doesn't really have one, but we think he does. That's the Mandela effect.
I think he did.
That's the Mandela effect, I'm trying to tell you.
I think he did. I think they're fucking with us.
I think Mr. Peanut had it.
Mr. Peanut definitely had it.
The Monopoly guy did not.
Are you sure?
Mandela effect.
Dude.
Yeah, that's what it was. I mean, we think it's that because of the glitch in the Matrix.
Well, when did that happen?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure, but what I'm saying is you could Google all of his images. He never had one. I need for somebody that has a retro Monopoly game to pull it out.
I think they did. And the problem is now they can make it.
What do you mean?
Somebody can create it.
No, but if they have an old Monopoly game.
Oh, yeah, an actual physical game.
Yeah, like any of the bank cards, he's on there telling you to collect $2, $200.
Right.
I don't know. That kind of threw me for a loop, too.
Yeah.
I was like, I know he had one.
Yeah. No, but you're right. I think the parallel, and it's weird because it's different, but the peanut guy, you know what I'm saying? Because the cane, the hat.
Yeah, just Google the Mandela effect.
And well, yeah, there's like fucking a bunch of shit.
There's a bunch of them that we thought. Like we thought that Sinbad played in a movie called Shazam, and he didn't.
What was it? Was he a genie in something?
He would never play the genie.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's the Mandela effect, man.
Man.
He never.
I'm freaking out right now. No, I'm kidding.
Yes, you are. You're freaking out a little bit. Because you thought the Monopoly Man.
Well, the Monopoly Man, I definitely thought. I've heard all these before on another podcast, though. I forget whose podcast it was. It might have been Bobby Lee's when he was talking to a dude who was in Malibu's Most Wanted.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I forget his name.
Seth Green.
Yeah.
It's not Seth Green. No. That's the Mandela effect.
Yeah.
His name is Jamie.
Yeah, Kennedy.
Yes. Jamie Kennedy and Seth Green is the same person.
They're not the same person.
Have you ever seen them at the same room?
No, because I'm never around them at all.
They won't be in the same room because they're the same person.
They're not the same
Jamie person. Kennedy and Bud Bundy is the same person.
No, they're not. Lies. Let me tell these lies.
James Dobra.
And Justin.
And Justin Fuller and Nick Jay is the same person. I haven't seen them in the same room ever. Google these people and see if you can find photos of them together.
I think you seen me and James yesterday in the same room.
I had never seen those two guys together. And you know I have astigmatism.
Because the camera goes pause and then he comes in and then I go.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah, he's your stunt double. I never seen you guys in the same scene. Oh, shout out. We'll keep that under wraps. You guys got a project you're working on.
Oh, yeah. You know, spare time is hard to come by.
What time did the movie start?
What time did the movie start? Yeah, I don't know. Well, that I don't think so. Oh, you mean some other shit?
Yeah, you're working on a movie that ain't made yet.
Not yet.
Future project.
Possibly.
Oh, if you're going to be in it, if it happens...
If it happens, I should
be. You're going to be in it, and he's definitely going to be in it. God willing, and everybody's healthy and
right
and stuff.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to, you know, even the other one coming out.
That's cool.
Supposed to be in, like, winter. So, I don't know. Like I said, we'll keep you posted on that, peoples. What else you got going on, brother? Life.
Yeah.
Life. Dude, this... Hold on, real quick. When Monday hit, I'm just like, oh, here we go. Another week of fucking just tiredness. Because everything's planned.
Except so when Monday hits?
Yeah.
You know that's my Friday, right?
I know. That's when you're ready to fucking relax.
Relaxing.
Not really, though. Because we got work to do. Because we...
Podcast, comedy.
Yeah.
Sha-la-la, da-da-da.
Yeah.
This, that, and other. Yep, cat yep. Shit and peanut butter.
You cat shit and peanut butter.
That's not original, though. I can't take the credit for that.
Okay. I never heard of it.
It's not original, though. It's probably old as both of us put together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a good... See, people don't know that. You bring it up, people are like, oh, that's some good shit.
I'm a creator, so I create so many things myself.
Yeah.
I don't have to take credit for
stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm always fucking quoting people, but I always give credit where credit's due. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially because the problem is I've heard so much shit, and that's why, like, if I come up with something, I'll ask you if I really think, and I'm just... Dude, every time when I say some shit, I'm like, this sounds like I've heard it before, but you would have told me, you know what I mean?
I mean, I don't know everything.
No, but other people would say something.
I just know every.
But it's like, I know I come up with it in the moment when I'm thinking of shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm like, oh, I remember that was said and this and that. No, everything goes with my set. It's not like I've, you know.
Right.
So it's just, it's weird.
Like I said, I'm such a creator, and I don't need to take credit for anything I didn't create.
Right.
Because I create my own shit.
Own shit.
Purret. Purret. I don't know.
Time flies.
I don't even know what the date is.
Thursday.
Today is Thursday?
No, today is the 29th. Today is leap year, people.
Leap year? It sucks for them, but happy birthday to all the leap year people. What are you, like, five?
Shit. Damn it.
Wait a minute.
Forever young.
Forever young.
I want to be forever young.
We singing two different songs.
Do you want to live forever?
Forever young.
We are singing two different songs.
Young. It's the remix, baby. Forever young.
So did you enjoy, you know, the comedy?
Absolutely. I had a great time in Springfield, man. I can't wait to go back. Meeting people, working out your jokes. You know, it's refreshing to be somewhere new and to receive and give new energy.
Yeah. The way, especially when you came out. That's the beautiful thing about how we perform. And, you know, when we go and watch other people and it's just like, okay, we see how it is. Wait till I get up there. You know what I mean? And it's just going to be the different little bit different energy. Little bit of different stuff, you know? And it's fun to see people and what they talk about because you can talk about anything on stage.
Yes, you can.
So it's fun to sit there and watch and just be like, oh, okay, that's what they're going to, you know, it's mm-hmm. what makes them want to talk about that. You know what I mean? Especially if it's not super personal.
I'll say it too. I'm blue in the face. It's like a lot of times when sometimes I'm like one of the few black people in the room when people do like these racist jokes.
Yeah.
I don't take any of it personal, but I just say if you're going to do these racial jokes, make sure they're funny.
Yeah. Oh, they got to be funny. It gotta be funny.
I'm talking about like
clever funny, like, you know, not like funny in your family to your family funny. You know what I mean? Because that's the problem with you know, we'll say white folks, because most of them are white folks that say, you know, try and do racist, not racist jokes, but you know, yeah, racist jokes.
I mean, okay, so I asked another comedian that was there. I said, so. Do you think I had a good set? They said, oh, yeah, you were funny. And I said, did you notice I didn't use race not one time?
Right.
To me, that's like, I don't know.
Like it's almost like a crutch because you can always go to those.
Well, you should be able to, but if they're funny.
If they're funny.
If you go to them and they're not funny, you're just being racist or just mean.
Right, yeah.
And it's a comedy show. If you want to go up there and share your racist views, then do that.
But right. Well, that's, like I said, that's the problem because, like, most white people, they're with their friends and their family, so they're saying stuff and they're getting laughs because they, you know, that's what they're around. And so they think it's funny, not insulting. You know what I mean? It's not like...
It wasn't insulting. No, it just wasn't funny.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It was just stupid.
But that can be considered insulting.
It could be insulting, but I'm not insulted because I'm looking at them like...
You're a comedian and you're just try harder or do better. You know what I mean? Or think of something else to talk about.
I mean...
If you want to talk about race, you can. Just be clever about it, like you said. Just be clever and funny.
Be funny.
Yeah.
Make it a joke. You're there to tell jokes.
Yeah.
You know, you could tell, like... You know, you could tell if a person rocks with you or if you were receptive of them. I'm sitting by the stage. You walked by me. You didn't give me no eye contact. Mm-hmm. So you know you sucked.
Right.
You know you were terrible. When you left, maybe we should cut this out. No, fuck that. And when you left, your family complimented us or whoever your entourage was, and you said nothing.
Yeah. See, I don't know who you're talking about, so it's all good.
When we were outside taking pictures, hi, all of you guys did great.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, I didn't pay attention to who was walking out with.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that was, they were fans. Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it. They were with
another comment.
Oh, okay. All right.
It was with another comment that, you know.
Didn't try hard.
Or he did try hard, just didn't have good material.
Okay.
When you're coming out with these racist jokes, make sure they're funny.
Right.
Or challenge yourself. Hey, I'm going to be funny. Without doing racist things.
Right. Hell, I gotta
challenge yourself.
I gotta learn to be more clean, but the best thing about it, that place, you didn't have to be.
Well, I mean, you didn't have to be, but it depends on what path you want
to
go.
Exactly. That's why I said it helps to do clean material. That's why RIP Pete, yeah, it's good that he pushed it, but you know what I'm saying? It's my material rides the line of non-clean, so it's rough.
I'm a strong believer of etiquette. At our stage of our careers, there's etiquette, and we should act accordingly. Right. Not saying that we should censor ourselves. Yeah, not saying it depends on what you want to do. It depends on where you want to go.
Right.
You know, it depends on what type of money you want to make. Right. It depends on, you know, if you want to be hired for corporate gigs or religious gigs or if you want to work for, you know, if somebody want to hire you and you'll be family friendly.
I guess that's the beautiful thing about being, I guess, because I like to write too. So I could always just take time and write a set for that type of shit. You know what I mean? Because you got to sit there and really think about, okay, if this is clean stuff, what do I talk about? And you really got to dig deep into trying to find funny. You know what I mean?
I mean, for me, it's not that difficult.
It's not because, you know, it's weird. I don't know. Because I know off camera how we talk, but I know on stage you don't go anywhere near the shit I talk about. Mm-mm. And so it's just, that's just me all the time. And, you know, so I don't know. I'm just a filthy
man. I mean, basically, even like.
I enjoy talking about.
And I always say that comedy is one of the jobs. One of the jobs that you could get paid for being you.
Yep. For talking.
One of the jobs that you could get paid for being yourself. John Witherspoon, before he passed, God rest his soul, he said he never acted the day before in his life.
Right.
So basically, in all the movies you saw him, he was being himself.
Yeah.
And I can believe that because he pretty much said and did the same thing.
Yeah.
In all of the movies.
All the movies, yeah.
His stand-up the same way.
Yep.
You know, but to me, I want to, you know, without, you know, veering off from being, you know, too far removed from yourself,
mm-hmm.
I think there's etiquette in our beginning careers, and there's certain things we can't say, certain things we can't do. Right. There's certain things we can't, like, if we believe in certain things, it's better to just be quiet about it sometimes until we get to the plateau or we get to the place, you know, like possibly Dave Chappelle status.
Yeah.
Where you can say whatever you want and you can't be canceled.
Right. I mean, I don't know that you could be canceled. There's always avenues for you to do what you want to do in this world, which, you know, it's just harder to do certain things once something comes out bad or whatever the case. But I see what you're saying. We talked about it before. We talk about ourselves a lot, you know, in our lives and just made up shit here and there. But you get to a point where people want to know what you think about certain subjects. You know what I'm saying?
Right now, they're getting what we think, and they don't even want to know.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. That's what it is. I'm just saying, you know, that's why comedians talk about it. I think that's why certain comedians, when they're starting out, they go for the low-hanging fruit to try and get laughs. You know what I mean? It's one of those things they say, first, get... Because we're at a certain point, we're building our set the way we want to do it for future. You know what I mean? We're trying to think in the future. People are now trying to just live in the moment and trying to get that laugh or get that clip. You know, so they talk about topical shit, things like that. And it's just, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, I'm always adding something new.
Yeah.
But I can... I'm comfortable enough to be like, well, how much time do you want to whoever's throwing the show?
Yeah.
And they tell me the amount, and I look at the show. I'm comfortable enough to look at the audience and see who's in the audience, how much time you want to get, and I'll go from there.
Right.
I have enough material for that.
Yeah.
That's in my head.
Yeah, that's the beautiful thing about it. That's 3 years, almost 3 years in, though.
Yeah, that takes time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't just happen.
But it was lightweight like that.
Kind of right every time.
Because it's always up here.
Yeah. I mean, most of the time I would go in with said set and just say, I'm doing this set, and that would be it. But, like,
you've been able to switch it up.
Yeah, but more so the last year or so, I've been really trying to work that muscle and just go in and look at the crowd and say, okay, I can do this, I can do this, they should like this and this and that, you know, and then formulate, like you said, how much time. Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotta cut this, I gotta, like, I feel bad because, I mean, I ran the light a little bit, you know, down there, but that's because I was trying to riff off of where we were.
And, no, it's okay.
And a story, and that covered up the time, and then I tried to rush it at the end, and I mean, it wasn't no harm, no foul, but at the same time, I want to be professional.
Good set.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Good set.
Yeah,
good set.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trust, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
Yo, so, where can they find you at, Jay?
Hey, everybody, you can follow me at Joseph Fuller Comedy on all platforms, people.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can follow us both at the Midnight Paco Podcast.
That's right.
This dude got a website.
JustinFullerComedy.com. Google Justin Fuller Comedy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hit the like, subscribe.
It's going to be right here.
It's going to be right there.
Hey, shout out to my man, the old.
Oh, cripple bastard.
Yo, yo, yo.
I can't walk.
Love his shit.
Dope.
Hey, click the link in the description, everybody. Go ahead and check him out. Follow him.
Like, subscribe.
Yes.
OCBTV.
Do it.
Yeah.
Peace out.
Boom.
Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco. Midnight Paco Podcast.